you majored in theater arts, and we're talking about like taking such a specific route in college. And a lot of parents, and not only parents, students are afraid of doing that because they're afraid what's going to happen if I don't succeed. Do you think is that a good worry to have, or what's your opinion about that?
Man, I think that's really subjective. Do you have a fallback position? Do you give yourself a time limit? Do you worry about what? I think everybody worries about what happens if I don't succeed. I think that's a healthy skepticism to have. Like I said, I mean, if you want to talk about the roots of success, or at least, you know, my version of success, my parents had a lot to do with it. The confidence that my parents gave me early on by not showing me their nervousness or their distrust or their disbelief in either my abilities or just the industry in general. They might think I was the greatest actor that they've ever seen. They're my parents. Of course they're going to say that, but they might go, holy shit, this is a bad idea. Yeah. They didn't express that. So maybe that blissful ignorance helped a little bit. You know, when people get up on stage and thank their parents, you know, I definitely understand that. You know, I can definitely say that with 100% certainty that I thank my parents for giving me the confidence. I had a healthy dose of skepticism. I don't know that I gave myself a time limit. You know what it was, Peter? I read the signs, and like that story of the head of the theater department not casting me but wanting me to come and study, it was a sign. Yeah. Even in my failures, I take the positives away. And there's always something. You just don't see it immediately. There's always something. And there was a breadcrumb left on my trail everywhere I went. I never got the whole loaf of bread. Like some stories, you hear people like, boom, they're sitting in a cafe, a guy walks up, three-picture deal with Scorsese, a big star. Next thing you know, you're Brad Pitt. Or, you know, like, there's great stories in Hollywood. People just, boom, they blew up. One movie role, one TV shot, big star. My career path has never been that. My career path has been just one little breadcrumb and just walking the path. But somebody laid the breadcrumb down for me to find, and I went to the next one, and I went to the next one, and I went to the next one. And then sometimes you stop and look around and go, oh, shit, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. So I'm looking at your book. A lot of it is belief. You know, it's a mental state. It's an emotional state.